Bonjour et merci de voler des mains rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Doobies American.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We have purchased a new house. I mentioned our family. We're selling one and we're moving into another, and it's a very complicated process, selling a house and moving into a new house. You have a thing called, what do you call that, a concurrent ending of escrow, something like that. You want your escrows to end at the same time, the house you're selling and the house that you're moving into and all of that jazz. And I don't know how many of you are looking for homes. I will tell you this much. By and large, I think the real estate market is hot for sellers. And it may be okay for buyers, too, but there's a lot of stuff moving, and the prices are up there, and, it can be pretty steep for some families and maybe not so steep for others, but it's a very active market, I should say. Stuff here in California, and for those of you listening, you know, around the country, I mean, you've heard the stories about California real estate. It's completely cuckoo. It's as completely nuts and cuckoo as you can think. There are toilets out here that are going for 300 G's. I mean toilets. 300 grand wouldn't get you into a two-bedroom toilet in some parts of the city. And I say that with all due respect. I mean, I don't know a guy, he ain't purposely putting a toilet up on the market. Or maybe he is. Maybe I shouldn't say it with all due respect. Maybe I should say it with all due disrespect. Some of these people are out there with lean-tos, with houses that should be bulldozed under, and they're getting three and a half for these pads. Because the, quote, market will bear it. And you know, you go to other parts of the country, $300,000 gets you a palatial estate. Could get you like 3 acres someplace. There's some pads, where is it, like New England, Maine? On the coast of Maine, you could get like 10 acres. You could get yourself some Cape Cod spread, some crib with like 7 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, fully redone, whatever the hell, man. You spent like $500,000 for that in Maine. But, I mean, how are you going to live in Maine? What are you going to do in Maine? That's the problem. Anyway, Doug Danger is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier who is actively out in the real estate market right now. Now, we've already purchased and been through, I say purchased, we're in the process of escrow right now in our house, but I've been through it. You're still out there actively looking, Doug, right?
That's right, Phil. As a matter of fact, I saw a house today. You're pretty accurate about the real estate market. It's right now, it's a good seller's market, and I don't think it's such a hot buyer's market because everybody's trying to get their money out of their houses.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, everyone is jacking the price way, way up there, and they are insisting on getting the price that they think they should for their house, even though the thing might be a no great shakes. And you know what? And then if they don't get their price, then they take it off the market. Then it's one of those deals for sale by owner, and then they can't even do it that way, and then they lease it. But, you know, they insist on squeezing every last drop of blood out of people, and some of these houses are nothing.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've seen some places looking for a home for myself, Phil, and I've seen some places that are nasty inside. I mean, they are complete remodelings, if not a total, you know, you'd have to gut the building. You'd have to gut it. For some of the prices they're asking around here is outrageous. I'm looking at Orange County. Orange County.
For people who don't know, Orange County is south of Los Angeles, south east of Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, it's a fairly desirable area, I think. It's a pretty good real estate around here, but I'm looking in Anaheim, and you can find a good townhome in Anaheim for I think, a pretty fair price.
What are you willing to spend?
I'm willing to spend around the mid-2s. It's been a grind, but I can tell you it's been a very, very rewarding process, Phil. It's a funny thing. 2 years ago, I came out of the closet after spending most of my life in the closet. I am a gay man, and I am a journalist. And as a gay journalist, I think I write with pride, and I think I write with an acumen, perhaps, that straight journalists don't write with. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a great deal of pride, and I also have an eye for investigating things. I think as a gay journalist, that's taught me to investigate. So being in the real estate market, I have investigated, and I've spent 6 months making some mistakes, and I have, done a lot of things wrong, and I've done a lot of things right, and I have become a little bit of an expert on this. I know what I'm doing. I know real estate. It was a long road to get to this point.
You've been looking for how long, 6 months?
I've been looking for a home actively for 6 months, Phil, and I know when I take a look at a piece of property, what I'm looking at, I've gotten good at it is all I'm trying to say. I've gotten real good at ferreting out people who are just going to try to stick it to me, people who don't know the real value of their home. I think people might be asking too much, and who might be asking the right price. But I think, and take it from me, Phil, and all the people listening, you got to know what to bid. When you see and you're buying a home, you got to know what to bid. You got to know what the realistic price on a home is. Now, I did see a house today.
I was going to ask you. You said you saw a house today. What did it have?
Well, it had a lot of good things. It had everything I'm looking for. It's two bedrooms, two baths, hardwood floors, good-sized lot, so you can do some landscaping. Newly remodeled kitchen. It's got a brick fireplace, large master bedroom. It's got a back-enclosed patio. The master bedroom, I think, is pretty good size. And the other bedroom I could use as an office because that's basically what I'm looking for right now. The guy was asking $270. Well, I walk into this house. The dishes aren't done. The beds aren't made. I'm looking at really, really old furniture in this house. Okay, these are the things that you've got to keep an eye on. And these are the things that you have got to look at.
Whereabouts is this, man? Is this in Anaheim?
Anaheim Hills.
Anaheim Hills. For what was he asking?
$270,000. All right, so this is what I did, Phil. I walk in, I say, this is perfect, and the problem is, like I said, I pointed out some of these flaws. Beds aren't made, dishes aren't done. He's got real old furniture. He's got some of the ugliest-looking TV sets you ever saw in your life. One of the bedrooms, he had boxes stacked up in it. So he wants $270,000. Right off the bat, I said, no, I came back with my broker, and I offered $220,000.
Based upon
the fact that the dishes weren't done and the beds weren't made. That's going to take, right there, that's going to take $50,000 off the value of a home. Now, believe me when I tell you, I have been around, and I've seen all kinds of property. I've really done my homework, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I know about honesty, and I know about pride. Can you imagine somebody not having enough pride in ownership to show you a house with unmade beds, shoes laying around, clothes laying around, and dishes still in the sink? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I know about pride. And I can tell you, this home I walked into this day, guy did not have any pride at all.
So you, through your broker, you went ahead and made a bid on it.
I put a bid through my broker, $220,000, because without the dishes done and without the beds made, that thing is worth $50,000 less.
Well, are you saying that the dishes not being done and the beds not being made depreciates the...
Yeah, it does. It devalues the home right off the bat. So I offered $220,000. We'll see what happens. I don't know if this guy's, is going to realize his mistake.
Well, what if he makes the bed and does the dishes?
We can talk then. Well, but I doubt it. If you're showing a house and you decide to show that house without doing the dishes or making the bed, that shows me that you're not willing to do the dishes or make the bed. So that shows me that I'm bidding the right price.
So you're bidding, you're offering $220, the guy wants $270.
I'm offering $220. And I am banking on the fact the guy's going to take the $220. Because if he's too lazy to do the dishes and make the beds when he's showing his house, you don't think he's going to turn around and make the beds and do the dishes now to try to get his price to you.
Well, you never know, though, Doug. I mean, the guy may turn around and want to make the bed, do the dishes, and pick up the dirty laundry so he can get the full $270, right?
No, but I'm saying that he won't.
Why?
Because I'm saying...
He was too lazy?
He was too lazy originally, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So there's no way.
All right, so... Okay, well, it's an interesting problem. I don't know. You're saying that not making the bed and doing the dishes has devalued the home...
$50,000, yeah.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. It would be interesting to hear from anybody who is a realtor, anyone who is in the process of showing homes these days, the real estate market, an interesting market to be in right now. Doug Danger, who is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, bid on a home. The guy was asking $270. He bid, what did he say, Mike? $220 because the dishes weren't done and the beds weren't made. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686.
That guy said it.
Really? Hey, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, on the line with us, and he's looking for a house. You've been in a house today, huh?
Yeah, today. It's about a little bit after 10 o'clock this morning, Phil. You know Don Plummer, right?
Yeah. Is he your agent?
Yeah, he is. And I saw the house, and I thought it looked pretty good. But like I said, I'm not going to pay. You know, I came in a little bit low on this guy.
Because the beds weren't made.
Well, yeah. I mean, because, again, that's...
The logic is escaping me a little bit here on it, but, you know, that's okay. I'm...
Well, it's not difficult to understand, okay? The reason why I bid 220 instead of, you know, on the house is because if this guy isn't making his beds and isn't doing his dishes when he knows he's showing the house, okay, then he couldn't possibly care about, you know, $270,000. He's probably just going to take what he can take.
So you're using the psychology of this.
Well, it devalues the home, is what I'm saying. But, yeah, I'm using the psychology.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Anaheim Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I believe the logic also escapes me. I think what your guest needs to realize is that there is a difference between deferred maintenance and cleanup items. And I would challenge him, as we all live in a world of comparables, to look at the comps, and the comps will tell him exactly where the market value of that home is. Now, if a comp says that there are dirty dishes and unmade beds account for a $50,000 differential, then he might have something to negotiate with. But if it's a bad roof, a bad foundation, those are issues that are negotiable items. But dirty laundry...
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, I came out of the closet 2 years ago.
Well, what does that have to do with your ability to go from arousal to resolution?
Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I think I deal in the world of being honest, okay? I mean, it takes an awful lot of honesty to be a gay man in this society and be a gay journalist. And are you gay?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so you know it takes a lot of honesty. Okay?
Not necessarily. I don't have to tell everybody my sexual gender.
Well, I do. Well, why not? I mean, it's part of doing business.
But how does that impact your ability to go from arousal to resolution?
Well, don't you tell people right off the bat you're gay? Hello?
Well, we lost the call. but what he was saying was, you know what comps are, don't you? Real estate comps?
Yeah, let's say you compare the relative value of homes. I'm talking about it just struck me why he hung up. I guess I'd asked the wrong question, huh?
Yeah, I think it was a little personal, and maybe he was afraid that someone would recognize his voice, and so he hung up, and I don't blame the man at all. I think you don't have to get into whether anybody's gay or not, okay? Just answer the questions about real estate and inform us on this.
Okay, so I do apologize to the gentleman. I guess it was a little bit invasive. All I'm saying is, yeah, you can look at the comps in any neighborhood.
And what by comp, we mean what?
What are the comparable prices for the same floor plan? Okay, this is about a 2,500 square foot home. It's only got two bedrooms, but it's got a lot of space, and the comps say somewhere around $250,000 to $260,000. Okay, now I walk into this house, and I'm thinking I'm there to see a home that is ready to be shown. The beds aren't made. You understand what I'm saying?
The beds aren't made.
That knocks about $30,000. The bed's not being made. That knocks about $20,000 off the price. Then I see dirty dishes in the sink, and I see that the guy as wears shoes that I looked at the guy's closet. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, man. He was wearing the wrong kind of shoes. And
well, what shoes was he wearing?
Oh, he's wearing some tassel loafer jobs and some kind of. You know, and
so if this guy in his closet has the wrong kind of shoes, this devalues his home what?
That's another $5,000 right off the purchase price. So you take a look at this all together, Phil. Dirty dishes in the sink, the beds aren't made, he's got really bad-looking clothes hanging in his closet, really bad-looking threads. The guy has got some cheesy-looking furniture. He's got some Danish colonial stuff that's real ratty ass, okay? There's a cat box sitting in the kitchen, all right?
Okay.
So right off the bat, what that tells me is the house is not worth what he's asking for it. The cat box devalues it by $5,000. The fact that the guy's clothing is so funky, I wouldn't be buried. I wouldn't be buried in the guy's clothes.
And well, I fail to understand how it is that because he has bad-looking shoes in his closet...
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, you got to understand something. $10,000 right off the bat, and you could ask any real estate agent in America. If the cat box isn't clean, that knocks 10 G's off the price. Ask anyone.
You know, I think I will ask our real estate person that we're dealing with. You're telling me I walk into a home that I'm looking at, and the cat box is dirty, that's 10 G's off the price?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I agree with his point, but I think, you know what, you're going to end up losing your money because of the way you're going about it. If someone doesn't take care of their beds or the dishes, that does mean that probably they're not taking care of other points of the house, but you're going to end up being contested, and you're going to lose because just because the beds aren't made doesn't devalue
the house. No, it's a good house. Structurally, it's a good house. It's a great house. I love the house.
Well, then, but you know what? I think you're going to end up losing your point.
The thing of it is just if you can understand something, ma'am, I walked upstairs. I saw a master bedroom. It's beautiful. You got a beautiful walk-in closet, okay? But the shoes this guy wears.
And that's exactly what they're going to tell you. It's a beautiful walk-in closet, and it's worth that amount of money.
Are you
and
trying
you're
to
not
going to
have to wear the shoes that are in the closet.
Wrong. Well, no, I don't. You're right. But just the man's taste in clothing. They're filthy. They have no style. The guy's taste in clothing is going to knock $5,000 off.
Am I wrong when I say I don't understand?
You know, your attitude might end up causing you the amount of money.
What
if
am I,
you just
ma'am,
argue
I'm a gay
with
man,
this guy about the value of the house and instead of value of his style?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, ma'am.
That
I know
has
about
nothing
pride.
To do with the house, though.
I know
see?
About pride, and I know about value, and I know about pride because
that's wonderful.
Being gay,
well, what
I've
does
had
that have to do with the value of the house?
It has to do
I'm
with honesty.
I'm just trying to help you out here. If
yeah, I understand.
Want
it has to do with honesty, and I'm saying that I'm being honest. This guy's clothing is just, I wouldn't, like I said earlier, I wouldn't be buried in it. Okay? Well, you know.
Well, you know what?
So what are you, I got to ask a question. Are you telling me because the guy has funky looking sports jackets that his house is devalued?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm saying you, well, I'm saying that it could be. I'm saying that
there's
you
like
need
Bo
to argue.
Brummel, really
that not that this
stuff.
Guy, not that this guy has bad taste, but that he doesn't have. But that he's probably not taking care of his house, and
okay.
That's what's going to devalue it.
Understood. Phil Henry Show will be right back with Doug Danger.
Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль.
Since I guess early November. You know, I don't. Most people know the day they quit smoking. I don't. I know it was early November 1999. That's all. And I feel great, and God, do I want one. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier talking about looking for houses and how to bid.
Phil, one of the things that's happening here, I think, is that a lot of you, you know, are... You know, you're not remembering what I told you, which is I've learned a lot, and I know a lot about real estate, and I know a lot about how to bid on houses. I found a house that I really, really love, but there's things wrong with it. And
yeah, but the things that are wrong with the house, the dishes not being done, the bed not being made, the fact that the guy has bad taste in clothes.
Yeah, but that's there for me to look at. You have to understand, it's something that I see. And when I see that, that immediately starts putting me off about the guy, about everything that he's about. You know, am I doing business with an honorable man? Am I doing business with a guy who cares? You know, I mean, if a guy wears a sports jacket like the ones that I saw hanging in this guy's closet and automatically devalues his house by about $10,000.
Well, what is bad taste in clothing? How does that devalue? About how much is that worth?
If you go into a home and you see a guy has shirts or a sports jacket that you wouldn't put on a Ringling Brothers clown... Dude, I'm telling you right now, that devalues the home about 10 G's.
10 G's
because the guy's got bad taste in jackets.
Man, I guess I don't know anything.
I'm telling you, it's a long, hard process. I'll tell you something else. If a guy doesn't care about his teeth, how could he take care of his house?
And what do you mean, his teeth?
Well, I looked at this guy, and he smiled. He said, "Hi, Mr. Danger." You know, he gave me this grin. And holy Jesus, the halitosis coming off of this guy. He had the worst breath,
And how does that devalue a man's home?
Because of the very thing.
Because of the reasons you just gave me. In other words, if he doesn't take care of his teeth and his breath, how could he care about his house?
That's right.
Like I said, I got a lot to learn. Here is Hickory on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Okay. How does him not, like, I don't know, having bad taste in shoes and the bed not made up and dirty dishes, if they're not going to be there when he moves in, why does that matter?
That's a good question, Doug. The question is, if the dirty dishes and the shoes aren't going to be there...
Okay, I got an answer for the lady. And I thought I made it clear, but if I didn't, I apologize. If the guy has really funky taste in clothes, okay?
Uh-huh.
That shows me that he's got no pride.
What does pride have to do with having a house?
All right. That means if he's got no pride and he's got bad... You know, for instance, his appearance is reflective of the care he takes in his house. Okay? So if he's wearing Beau Brummel or he's wearing some funky Bill Blast job that's, you know, about 10 years out of date, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why do I have to explain this? I thought this is...
Because it doesn't make any sense. That does not take a cent off that house. Just if he has bad breath, if he's ugly...
That devalues your home.
He has funky, greatest house. And it's always perfect.
Oh, God.
What are you laughing at?
What the lady said cracked me up. Ma'am, I have to ask you, about, though, to watch your language. But
yeah,
your neighbor looks like hell.
Uh-huh.
But he's got a great house.
I'll tell you this. When it comes time to sell that house, he's in big trouble. Let me ask something. How much do you think his home's worth?
His home?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Ballpark, $500,000?
Pretty close to it, at least $5,800.
Has he got bad breath?
I don't know. I don't get that close to it.
Well, I mean, he looks like hell, though, right?
Yeah. That's I'm kind of afraid of him, but, I mean, no.
You're afraid of this? Are you married, ma'am, or?
No.
Oh, are you living at home, or?
I live at home by myself.
Well, all I'm saying is if...
You have your own home there, then?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. How much did you pay for your house, if you don't mind us asking? That'll give us an idea what this guy next door is worth.
About 47.
When you say 47, you mean 470,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so wow, okay, that's a nice neighborhood you live in.
Yeah.
That is a very nice neighborhood. Wait, if you're going to sell your house, can I give you some advice, ma'am?
Yeah.
If you're going to sell your house, brush your teeth.
That's a daily habit. Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think it's funny, huh?
Sort of. I'm basically laughing at him for thinking that if I didn't brush my teeth, I couldn't sell my house.
No, I'm saying I'm not saying you can't sell your house. I'm saying it devalues your home.
All right, I understand things that devalue a house. For instance,
like if there was floor problems or roof problems,
right.
Or damage to the house, I understand.
How did you buy your? You must be very wealthy. How did you buy your house?
I'm a divorce attorney.
You're a divorce attorney?
Uh-huh.
God, man, you make a lot of money then, huh?
Sort of. I don't know.
Sort of? You don't know? Are you?
I don't know. I make pretty good.
Okay.
And my ex-boyfriend helped me pay for this a little bit.
Oh.
But he ended up costing me more than the house is worth right now.
The boyfriend did?
What?
He ended up costing you a lot of money?
Yeah, my cell phone bills,
You had a boyfriend that took advantage of your good nature. That's kind of rough.
Does any prospective buyer, do they know about your boyfriend?
Who?
Well, if you were going to sell your house, I guess you're going to laugh at this, but this is the truth.
Yeah.
It'll devalue your home about $20,000 to $30,000 if you had a bum living with you.
If I had a bum living with me,
if you had a guy like,
know the bum. They've never met the bum.
No, but
the bum is not here.
I understand that, but what I'm saying to you is that is if they have knowledge of that. And
how does her ex-boyfriend devalue the house?
Just the mere fact that his stank ass was in the place.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are all things to think about, and I know that they sound kooky, but they are very real. And
no, I'm not accepting any of this. I'm not accepting that if I don't brush my teeth, my house is devalued. I'm not accepting if I have bad taste.
If I didn't brush my teeth, I can only get like $20,000 for it. Well,
$20,000. Let me ask you something. Do you think you're going to sell your house to somebody who gets a whiff of your breath and it's like the Romanian army was sleeping in your mouth?
I don't personally get that close to people. I don't know.
No, I understand. But you know. You could be standing 6 feet away from someone.
My breath does not matter if I have a beautiful house that somebody really likes. If I had a house that I saw that I really love, like when I'm thinking about moving into on Kirkwood.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a very nice house.
Yes, ma'am. But what I'm saying to you.
I don't personally like the people that live there. But that doesn't mean that knocks out 100,000 or whatever off the house.
You don't like the people that live there?
Not really.
You're looking at their house, though.
Yeah.
So why don't you bid it appropriately?
I did.
Well, what is she going to say to them? Is she going to say, hey, I don't like you, so I'm going to only offer this?
Sure. People do it all the time.
I really want the house, though. If you really want the house, you're going to bid what it's worth or a little over what it's worth.
What it's worth?
Depending on how many people are already bidding on it.
What kind of clothing does the guy wear?
I don't know.
Have you looked in his closet?
He basically wears Armani and everything. He works with my father.
All right, well, that's not bad.
He wears nice clothes and everything.
There you go. That's not bad. Okay, that brings it back up. So even if his breath's bad, if his suits are nice...
This is the most bizarre conversation I've ever heard in my life, man. So bad breath, nice-looking suits, crappy-looking shoes, and the fact that if the cat box isn't clean...
If the cat box isn't clean, it's $10,000.
$10,000 off the price.
That's right. You guys laugh. You don't know what you're talking about. I do. I've been in the real estate market. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
What?
I came out of the closet 2 years ago.
Being gay has nothing to do with this besides your taste. If you weren't gay right now, the way I see it, you wouldn't care about what type of shoes he wore.
Wait, oh, it's because I'm gay, I do care about his shoes?
Most guys, no. Anybody.
Well, is that, are you kind
you
of,
have to be like
you know,
an
are,
idiot
are you
to
being
care
a,
about what type of clothes they wear.
Why would
I'm
I be
not knocking on you because you're gay. I don't care if you're gay. You can
I'm a gay man.
Do whatever you want.
You
but
homo-
I don't see how that has anything to do with you're the health thing.
Are you not homophobic, are you?
No.
Well, then why are you being...
I have plenty of gay friends.
Why are you bashing on me because I'm gay?
I'm not bashing on you because you're gay. I'm
well,
just
you're
telling
making
you that...
I'm just saying the guy's shoes aren't good. You know?
How many straight guys do you know that would say that,
how many
honestly?
Straight... I'm just... Wait, so in other words, because I'm gay, I'm looking at the guy's shoes.
Well,
I'm
she's
bisexual.
Saying...
I have nothing against gay people. Take it from me.
You're bisexual?
Yes.
No. Well, it looks like you'd be swinging with some girls from now on because that guy taking you for all your money. I've been living
no,
with a chick
I've been messing
you.
With girls since
yeah?
I was like... I don't know, 16 or 17.
I wouldn't let anybody know you're bisexual.
Why not?
Because that's going to devalue your house by about 30,000.
Oh, will you come on?
Thank you. I like females because I like, I don't know.
Yeah, you like, you dig, it's fine. You don't have to explain it, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm bisexual.
Oh, bull crap.
Well, I wanted to say it just so she'd feel better. Anyway, thank you, ma'am, for your call this evening, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, Doug, a whole lot of stuff.
Phil, what I'm saying to you is if you understand the real estate market as I do, then you understand that all these things go into understanding home ownership. And I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, and I know honesty. And I look at a guy's cat box, and it's not clean. I can bid the full price. Clean out the cat box, okay? Phil, no, by the way, no house in Hickory is worth $470,000 because they all got bad teeth over there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear your logic. I don't know that I agree.
Well, believe me, no house in Hickory is worth that kind of money because you're talking about that part of the town where the teeth are bad. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Bakersfield on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, hi.
Hi. I just want to know, what does buying a house have to do? I mean... What does that have to do with being gay and
well,
being a gay
I'm
journalist?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I came out of the closet 2 years ago after having been in the closet, and that takes a lot of pride.
Okay, and
that
so,
takes a lot of guts. I would dare say it takes a lot of guts, so, considering you know how there still is a society that frowns upon gay people. So in having the guts and having the pride, I can see pride in other people.
Well, what does that have?
And when a guy doesn't clean out a cat box, clean right. some dishes, or even have the common decency to make a bed, he doesn't have any pride in that house.
How long have you been in real estate?
And if he doesn't have any pride in that house, I don't think the guy is going to have enough pride to go at it, you know, in terms of bidding it.
How long have you been in real estate?
6 months.
How many houses have you bought?
How many houses have you bought?
I've bought in three.
Bought in?
Right.
You've bought in three.
I bought three houses, right.
All right.
How many have you bought?
All at once?
Two.
Over the course of your lifetime, right?
No, two at once and the one I'm living in now.
I bought a condo.
Okay. And so,
you bought a condo.
That's right, a condo.
So you bought a condo, right?
Right.
So you walked in and...
Well, I didn't buy it. Technically, I didn't buy it. I was leasing it.
Well, so then what's your credentials for... I mean, you're sitting here saying you have experience.
I leased the condo.
You leased the condo?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have any experience in buying then.
No.
You haven't even actually bought a house.
Leasing is the same as buying.
Pardon me?
Leasing's almost the same as buying one.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
What do you mean almost the same as buying?
Well, you're paying every month just like you do a mortgage, right?
Right.
Okay, and you got to put some upfront money just like you do down payment, right?
Right.
Okay.
But you get no tax write-offs from leasing.
Are you wealthy?
Am I wealthy?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not wealthy.
What do you look like?
What is that?
Don't worry about that, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
what I look like?
All the things that you're talking about here doesn't make no sense.
Well, no. I just want to know your credentials. You're sitting here telling people that you've got it down on how to buy a house.
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So what? So what? What does that mean?
How do you dress?
I dress pretty nicely. Thank you.
Nice shoes?
Pardon me?
Shoes?
Well, of course.
You wear boots?
Yes, I do.
Kind that zipper up or the kind that you pull on?
Pull on.
Okay, so no zipper boots? Good, man. I look inside your closet. Things are going to be all right. We got no problem.
I just want to know what your credentials are for buying a house. I mean, you've never bought a house. You're out here telling people you're going to walk
right.
in, you're going to underbid this house $50,000.
Right. Only because the cat box isn't clean.
Only because the cat box isn't clean.
Right.
Well, I'll put it this way. If your plan works, you need to have one of those info commercials on television and make millions.
You know, look, you and I got no problem, okay? I mean, you clean out cat boxes. You got good teeth.
Well, for
What's
one thing,
problem?
I don't have cats.
Well, all right, that's good. Okay.
I wouldn't want cats in my house.
That's all I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying, I
get one of those info commercials. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd probably buy your house if it was for sale.
What? No, I don't
think so. Wait a minute. You're where? Bakersfield?
Right.
On second thought.
Okay. It's a nice part of the state. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. We'll take a break. Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. If you don't clean your cat box, it'll devalue your home $10,000. Did you know that? Especially, and oh, yeah, by the way, if you're showing your home, man, and you got funky tasting shoes, you better get those things out of here, too. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Charlotte, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger and Phil Hendry.
Yeah, this question is for Doug.
Yes, sir.
Where do you get off, man? I just want to understand this. What gives you the right to call and tell people that they have, just because of what they wear, is going to make their house worth anything less? I mean,
I'm saying what it is in terms of real estate, what the values are. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, here's my personal point.
What's your problem?
Here's my problem.
I'm saying
here's some people
you sell your house You sell your house forever how much you want to sell your house for. I'll tell you, I'm not going to buy it.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't sell you a house if I was dying for money.
Then you'd be discriminating. You'd be violating the law.
Discriminating what?
You have to sell your home to someone who comes up with a price. You can't discriminate that way.
Well,
here's my point entirely.
Just hear me out here. You've got people next door. Have you ever opened your eyes and see the kind of people who do the best artwork and best architecture in the world? They're not the best-looking people, and they don't have the best-looking clothes, but they're darn talented, and they have pride in their work. That's where they put their area of concentration and their areas of beliefs into, not because of what they wear. And what gives you the right to judge what someone else wears? Someone, that guy, might think that what you wear will deduct $20,000 for the price of their house. That's ridiculous.
That's what I do. You know?
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Are you ugly?
I am a damn good-looking person.
All right, well, then what are you worried
about? I'm not gay, and I'm not a journalist.
Well, I am a gay man, and I am a gay journalist.
What's that to be proud about?
Well, what are you getting so upset about, man? If you're not ugly, then you can get the full price for your house. I'm just talking to... Yeah, go ahead and laugh, man. But
I am laughing,
okay?
I can't believe no one's just tearing you up yet. You're a joke.
You're tearing me up. No, I'm telling you how it is, okay? I'm telling you.
Hey, let me tell you something else about history.
You'd be
amazed how many people have houses that are worth well over $1 million in the market. You haven't done your research.
Hey, clean out your cat box. Just keep your cat box clean, okay? We'll be friends.
My cat box is in your brain, buddy.